going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir? Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. I don't even have to look, because it's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it is.
April the 1st, 2025. I'll tell you.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What was... That was the Three Stooges that would do that, right? When they would call somebody?
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And then they would always go to the law offices of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Then they'd do a little knock-knock.
Knock-knock. Yeah, it was, you know, and this, I'm surprised, like, my grandparents didn't say this to me. Like, back in my day, we just zonked each other in the eyeballs with two fingers. Now y'all hitting each other in the gonards.
That's a song, man. You who zonking who?
I remember this one guy, Mo. I think his name was Moses. He'd grab his...
Moses.
Were they supposed to be cousins or brothers? I think they're supposed to be cousins because they all were Howard. Mo Howard, Curly Howard, and Larry Howard. But not in
Larry
real
Fine,
life.
Right?
Yeah. And... Mo Howard, I think, was his real name.
Yeah, it was. Because Tom Bergeron interviewed him when he was 17 years old.
Yeah. God, that was one of the best parts of having Tom. Actually, look, I wasn't talking to him much about Dancing with Stars. and not really AFV, because, no. You know, he was not my favorite years of AFV. But just the fact that he had that... Kind of a nerd story, but just such an awesome story that he was so into learning his craft that he found out that I think two of the, or maybe just one, I don't think it was all three, because I think Curly was dead at that point, but he found out they were living in the Hollywood nursing home, essentially where they would put up old actors and then actresses and kind of set them up, you know, and it was all this community. But think about, like, people you never heard of now that were this, you know, the stuff back in the day that are, you know, they just rotting away up in this certain area back then. But all the Carol Lombard and maybe Gary Cooper, those types of people. People you're like, that sounds like a famous name, but I can't tell you a damn movie they were in.
No. Thought there were two Curlys I didn't know.
Curly Joe Derita.
Yeah, I had no clue there were two Curlys.
Because the other Curly died. Original Curly. And then I remember the confusion of finding out there was a Globetrotter named Curly, and I'm like, what a minute. I'm starting to realize this joke now. When you call someone Curly, it's because they're bald.
That's not nice.
But it took the Globetrotters for me to understand that page. That's the weird thing. It's like oh,
they should have swapped.
The epiphany.
Or maybe I thought they were calling him Curvy because he was hefty.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, I always pulled for him. I did not pull for Larry because... I mean, look, he was dying. His hair was falling out. Mo would barely pull him by the hair, and the damn stuff would just come out in patches in your hand. And then Mo reminded me too much of Hitler.
Jesus. God. Yeah, Larry was the only one that was not related.
Okay.
The other three were brothers, Mo, Curly, and Shemp.
Shemp.
I didn't mind Shemp.
I didn't care for him, though. He never got real physical the way Curly would, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Curly was the
God, he took the brunt of all of it.
Yeah, he was the Chris Farley of the talkies. The first talkies from Vaudeville.
It was, I don't know why people don't like it.
As a child, I thought that was a town, Vaudeville. I mean, explain these prefixes and suffixes to me, teachers. I mean, you hear, right, Ville? Like, I live in Greenville, so where the hell is Vaudeville, where everybody's nyuck-nyuck-nyucking and spinning on their sides on the floor and not talking to each other? You know, like the Charlie Chaplin stuff. Like, he didn't even talk in a lot of those movies.
Walked real funny, too.
And then when he just grew his hair white and tried to act all like a, you know, like a... Paige, tell me another big-time actor of the time. I've already used Gary Cooper.
Oh, Lord.
Burt Lancaster.
Marilyn Monroe. That's all I can
say. No, but a man.
Oh, a man.
Yeah. I'm struggling.
God.
You are an actor, Paige.
I know, but
think
I'm
of the, what was the one, Franklin,
people.
My dear? I don't give a damn. Who's that guy?
Humphrey Gable.
Humphrey Bogart.
That was Clark Gable.
Franklin, my dear, I don't give a damn?
Yes.
Well, who was the one who was standing by the airplane talking to the lady in the trench? That was Humphrey Bogart, right?
He was, yeah, here's was lipping Bogart. A dude, kid.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You played for her, so play for me.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. Yeah, that guy, you know, he, that's what happened to Charlie Chaplin when he lost the, you know, he needed to lose the mustache, obvious reasons, and then the silent films were over, you could talk on them.
Talkies.
That was I forget who it was about. There's this real famous actor. It was a man then, and I have to say that, because I don't know what year it changed, but the vernacular changed, and I'm not against it. It's just, we went from actors and actresses to just actors. And I guess Me Too movement, was that the time period where we just totally said, all right, you're all actors now?
Probably. It seems about right.
Okay.
Ruined a lot of stuff.
Ruined a lot? In what way?
But there was this famous male actor of the time that was on the black and white silent films, and he was like the man. Like the man. But
Charlie
then,
Chaplin, did you ever talk about him?
Yeah. It wasn't him, but... He just didn't work as a serious actor. But anyway, their voice sucked. So when the talkies came around, this person just like fell off the Hollywood headlines because his voice sucked. But he was good when he wasn't talking. You ever known anybody like that? Many of you are thinking me right now, aren't you?
No, not really. I was trying to look up to see who it was.
And it's probably hard to Google, like, great actor when not talking.
The only ones that come up are, you know, Chaplin and somebody named Harold Lloyd.
I think that's it. It's a name that we don't know, but you think there's a little bit of hint of, yeah, that's a famous name.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of Greta Garbo and people later on.
Why don't you come over and see me sometime?
Yeah,
hey, come up here,
West.
You know. That was Mae West.
Yeah.
Yeah, come up here with your drawers.
That was Rodney Dangerfield.
Have a little fun.
Why don't you come up and you see big me dummy. Sometime?
They had, you know, silent film pornos, too, back in the day.
That, you know, that sucked.
Somebody had to type them in. That was still funny.
So, I've this is a good outlet for me. Because, you know, talking about watching pornography with strangers, that's weird. And I know, and I hope many are listening now, but, you know, the single time. You ever, like, watching and you're like, all right, I got Alexa on, too, so I'm going to turn it down. And then you realize it's another nudge from the Lord saying, imagine watching this without the ability to hear. Because it sucks. Because, I mean, like, to me, I have to... I want to hear the sounds.
Yeah, I can get that. It's part of the full.
Imagine going to the Sphere in Vegas to see your favorite band or whatever crazy movie you love. Sorry, guys, the sound's not working tonight. You're like,
come on, man. I paid all this money to.
Paid all this money to just watch?
Matthew, my son, you shall not edge. It's not healthy.
This is another reason. I'm not going that route with it. I'm not. I've heard too many stories from the old preacher who said people would make jokes like that. Like the boy who cried wolf. He got eaten by a wolf because nobody believed him that third time. He's a little prankster, Paige. Wolf! Everybody ran. He's like, wolf! They ran again.
They don't believe you, little boy.
That third time, that wolf ate his ass. I mean, like his whole body. His whole body. Probably went face first on him, actually.
That's cool, though. You want to hear the smacks going on in the, you know.
Yes.
The swings. Well,
yeah, I don't need to hear him quite as much. If there was an option to mute the man sounds out and just leave her in, yeah. AI, get it for us, would you?
It's a little overkill sometimes,
man sounds.
Right?
Yeah, like I don't like watching just two women. I mean,
I don't.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I don't. And then.
I'm not a sensual person.
I was telling.
Apparently.
I don't like the whole, you know, running the fingers through each other's hair and staring at each other. I'm like, God.
She's really pleased.
But it's got to be a build up. And also, I've got to, and this is where it's weird, but I have to be able to envision myself in that predicament.
Somebody's naughty bits must be destroyed.
So, like, skydiving porn, that doesn't work for me. The ones where they do it in the Teslas that are driving themselves, I would never, ever, no. I would be like, this is the hottest. What's the word I should use, Paige? You're a woman.
Passionate?
This is the hottest passionate I've ever been having sex with. In my car, this is the future. The car's driving. She's riding reverse cowgirl.
Is that hot driving?
No, I would lose my gimmick.
What are you doing?
I would like have to prop some eugenics.
I got to show you the one that I'm kind of watching right now, and it's not good.
Well, I can't imagine.
Is it the one where they're driving the car?
No.
Is that real, by the way, or is that a green screen? Like, were there?
I don't think they have the budget for that in porn, do they?
A green screen?
Yeah.
They have it. Every YouTuber has that.
But can they, like, okay. I don't know who's, like, shooting the porn.
I don't think this. They've got, like, the overhead view of the car driving, like, with what do you call it? Oh, I'm showing my age now. Damn little remote control airplanes you drive, or drone. Yeah, I didn't need you. Little drone camera flying out, you know, taking a picture of the overhead view and zooming back into the car. I don't think it's that. I think they've got, like, imagine what that looks like, too. There's, like, a car with eight cameras. Like, you see one. It's like, okay, that's your cell phone. Maybe the other one's recording the outside of the car, you know, yeah. the way they'll do. But then if you see them, like, all around, you're like, they're either filming a porn or they don't trust people in their car. They do not. Look at all the cameras in that car. Wait a minute. What? That's when them driving Tesla cars. Look at it. It's all keyed up.
You're going to make sure you clean up afterwards.
People are writing words of the left on this car with their keys. And then all of a sudden, you look, and they're having sex in the car as the car drives.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's talent.
Would you keep up with it and start, like, let's say you're passenger.
Was I driving?
You're the passenger. I'm trying to think of your friend's name.
Look here.
I'm trying to think of a friend to make this fun. Sweet Tea's driving.
Okay.
And
that'd be good.
It's Cougar Club night.
Yeah, it is.
And y'all are trying. And you see
going
that.
To the mountains.
Do you tell her, Saint Tay, keep up with these guys. I think they're doing porn. Or, and then would you pull out your phone?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Sweet Tea. I'm going to.
Tina,
Sweet
Tea. She knows how to do it.
Right.
Well, you see people watching them in the cars all the time.
Yeah. If she became a nun, would she be unsweetened tea? Talk about
none
that Friday night.
Sweetened tea, not un.
Unsweetened tea.
None.
None sweetened tea?
She'd be a nun.
You're losing the thing. Although that is very clever, the little spin you put on none sweetened tea. Okay, so let's say she became celibate then. She'd just be unsweetened tea.
Yeah, she would.
All right. Three Stooges inspired this conversation, my friends. I'm surprised it didn't go into wrestling yet. It did go into porn.
You were always prepared if somebody, you know, wanted to poke you in the
ice. If she'd be an atheist, she'd be unsweetened tea.
There you go.
She probably is.
Welcome for that.
Yes. I'm welcome.
She might be.
Little bow she put on it and gave it to me.
She might not believe in the old J-man.
Does she not? Well, Paige wouldn't hang around her if she did.
She's a Christian.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't judge people for their beliefs.
Yeah, but it's hard to be friends with someone who's like the complete opposite. And I mean,
it would be hard to be friends with me. And you know,
amen.
It is hard to be friends with me.
The roast continues.
He's talking about the show, yeah. Sherman Helmsley.
Yes.
But they love me.
Sherman Helmsley.
Which we have audio of Paige's church, by the way.
Jesus is a biscuit. Won't let him sop you up.
What was
She goes to a black church now.
I would love to.
Amen. There you go.
I want to go where I feel good.
You're welcome.
What?
I want to feel the...
Figured out the name of the show you're referencing.
After I said it 10 seconds ago?
You said it. Hello. Oh, you already said it?
I done said it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I also gave you three actors to work with earlier, but you wanted to use the one you wanted to use. You didn't want mine, so...
Oh, come on. When I have a vision, I have to go with...
You can make me huff the sanitizer.
What I'm seeing. You know how when I'll be in here talking, thinking you know what I'm talking about, and you don't, and I just go on and on and on, and you're like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, like, you ever watch porn so bad that it's funny? Because I found the chick is great, and she is so ugly. And she's...
I don't see...
She's not attractive at all.
I don't know if I would call you a connoisseur or just, like... You're the reason why when you go to, like, those sites and go look at, like, Most Viewed or whatever, it's, like, usually disgusting, nasty, weird stuff. And I'm like, is this what society's looking up? Is this really Most Viewed, or are they cranking this out there to make society look worse than it actually is? Turns out they don't mess with it. That's really what people are looking at.
It really, tons so
I,
of views.
I look for... Yeah, I look for where I can picture me in it. Like I've said before, and I said this to, he probably doesn't want me to say, but I said this to a friend of color. We were talking about porn one time, and I said, you know what? I can't watch pornography when it's like, let's say like a Terry Crews type guy. And he's like.
Oh, somebody just ripped up.
Yeah. And black, okay?
It don't just look natural, like if you're in too good of a shape.
But also, I get like another good example, Wood. Rest in peace, Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have to be able to envision myself. So also, if it's like a hot blonde dude that's all ripped up, I mean, I'm looking for the situations where the plumber does the job and doesn't have the money. She doesn't have the money to pay the plumber, so she offers her body to him.
That's the porno that I watch with my mom, sort of like.
Yeah. Where it's like feasible.
For a second.
Feasible.
Well, it feels like, you know, you would enjoy the amateur stuff where they try to act out certain scenarios, which happens a lot.
What, where they pretend to be like stepmom?
Yeah, they'll do like various whatever, and they're just regular people that can't act.
You know, I think when I watch those, and this is the weirdness of me, y'all, that I watch those and I'm like, I'm starting to feel for the dad. He's at work. It's summertime. The college, his son... You know, his real mother passed.
His boy. My boy's home from school.
He's home from college, and dad's at work bringing home the bacon. Meanwhile, he married like a 25-year-old girl who's hot. And, you know, he works a lot. He doesn't get to spend a lot of time at home. She's got her needs, though. And rather than going outside the home, she seeks that of the college kid.
See, that's
and
not
I'm
good.
Like, that's not cool for dad, son. You are an awful person. Doing that to your daddy.
This chick, I'm talking about, well, you do a lot of solo play, and when she's about to get where she wants to be, she will like completely stop and her eyes disappear, like they roll in the back of her head, and she just like gets so loud. And she's not good looking. She's got a weird body, but it's hilarious because you can't see her eyes.
So you watch it for like the entertainment. See, that is not me. I do like
how
a mild.
Weird is her body?
I like a mild plot.
Like.
I don't like it starting with them just doing it.
She doesn't really have boobs or like upside down triangles, if that makes sense.
Oh my God.
They're just kind of pointy and just kind of hang a little bit. And she's kind of like a pooch, like a gut kind of. And she always wears underwear, so you don't really see anything. Which is weird, but like she'll focus on her eyes and like you see the whites of her eyes like the Undertaker.
I think you would watch like a Fail Army channel of porn.
That's just awful.
Where like the guy was, you know, maybe losing his attention.
Kind of like the porn my husband had.
It's like, hey, awful. Can we cut? I gotta go take a dump.
Keep the cameras rolling.
Yeah, one of the videos that he had was this woman who was bit by a snake and then this EMT came to save her when they were having sex. And I'm like, won't she die?
He's got sucked the poison out.
Then I'm running through her body.
That's how it happened. That's where that joke probably came from.
Like Lightning Jack.
With your friends. Hey, if we were camping, I got if I got bit by a rattlesnake, would you suck the poison out? Of course I would. You're my friend.
That's
what if
face.
I got bit on the balls, though?
She's like a man.
She's not ugly. She does look like the Undertaker in the eyeballs.
That's just a still of her face. If I show you the video,
she does route. That with her shirt on, too?
Well, some of them, but, like, you know, usually it's just the sound. You know, she gets real loud, and, like, you think she's about to die. I'm like, this is awful.
And you, it's believable, too, you think?
I think so,
you don't
want to
sit there
man.
And film that and then not get there and like, all your fans or whatever. Be like, well,
it's,
I've seen that in person before.
It's believable because the way she...
Not with her.
The way she reacts to it is like, there's no way this is fake because she gets so loud. It's like you think she's really going to die.
But what's disturbing is the eyes roll back in her head.
Look, you can't
it's like, stop.
She looks like she tried to do a math problem or something.
If somebody did that to me, I'd be like, we got to stop this.
I had a girl put me in a figure four with my head one time. Would not let go. I thought my ears was gonna pop like freaking Mr. Bill. Remember the little thing you'd squeeze and his head would pop? Yeah, that's the way I felt.
Look, she looks drunk right here. That's just a
she
pillow.
She probably is. I was thinking about that too. Like if you were a
this research, Mark,
porn influencer, oh, whatever you call that, creator, like you're probably gonna have a couple drinks or smoke a doobie before you film.
She got some hooked up to
she's
her chest.
She's not fully awake yet.
she's
in Snapchat filtered. Did you say she was pregnant?
No, she's not. She's got like a she's got a belly, but like what's hanging off of her? Some kind of weird toy. She's got a Snapchat filter, like you said. Yeah,
she's got like bunny ears. On point. Dude, that's weird, man. That's you are strange, man.
Look, she's fully clothed. She's got one hanging out here.
And
actually,
she's got like a princess tiara on.
She's got her pants on, dude.
Dude, what's up with her arms?
She got little like T-Rex arms.
Oh man, that is the weirdest kink I think I've ever seen in person. Dude, what the hell, man?
Look at this one.
That's not even.
She's naked here, but look how weird she looks.
She's just planking on the couch. Off in the. Oh, Lord. Oh, you are a weird man. You are a weird man.
I stumbled across it. I'm laughing the whole time.
You stumbled across it. I would have fallen flat on my face on that.
What did you look for? Terrible body porn?
I look for
unsexy porn.
You look for amateur, don't you?
I don't want to get off. I want to be repulsed.
I search for a phrase. Sometimes I'll search phrases.
Please don't say it.
I can't say it.
Okay. All right. We need to.
And then that pops up. And I'm a fan for life now.
It's Mother Blanker Jones, of course.
We have to take a break. It might be our last break. Who knows?
No.
Coming up today, 7 o'clock hour, Truth and Consequences. We got a wild one. Wild as hell. This guy's got a confession to make, and let me tell you, like, you are going to lose your minds when you hear this one. We've been teasing it in the promo. You might have some guesses, but trust me, you don't know the half of this. This is one I'm not overselling, right, Fat Boy?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
This is going to be a banger. This is going
to
be
it might be hard for me to get through it.
What's a new street term for like a banger? So it was popping.
It's lit. Litty like a blankie.
I don't think it's lit anymore.
It's cool AF.
No, probably not.
It's
that.
Kosher as piss.
White hot. Maybe. Are they still saying that?
That's white always hot. Been one.
Feel free to call or text 1-800-774-0093. Favorite monologue of all time. Thank you, 828 area code. The fact you knew that's called a monologue is very telling. You went to school. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. Call or text. And don't
you went to school.
But don't text while you're driving. And standard data text rates apply too. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, it's pretty obvious what the Hamburglar got in trouble with. But Ronald McDonald was arrested. I'll tell you what he did next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Hamburglar? What?
You heard it. Blurgler.
Hamburglar. Blurler. Blurler.
Grimace.
What was the bird's name, though, for real? The bird that wore the flying goggles and the scarf?
Was there a bird?
Yeah, Air Bird.
For McDonald's character?
Yeah. It was briefly used.
I don't remember that.
I remember Mayor Mac Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got his pop vinyl.
Of course you did.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Rise Guys Electric.
What? Wait a minute. First it was a beer, now we bought a power company.
Yes!
That's one that won't fail.
Gosling
right there.
Electric.
That one will not fail. People need power. Finally, we're going to become magnates.
Magnates.
Here, I'm drinking a beer.
All right, so we begin with this. You know, we heard about the Hamburglar stealing hamburgers.
Hey, I should give you another
hamburgers.
One.
Hamburgers.
Right.
So what did Ronald McDonald, what did he get in trouble for? Well, as far as McDonald's related crimes go, here's a big one for you. A 40-year-old man was arrested for trespassing in Florida last Monday dressed as Ronald McDonald.
Who?
Ronald McDonald.
Danielle Marshall?
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald.
So it's unclear what he was exactly doing, but he had an orange replica gun on person.
Big Clemson fan.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. So apparently it was a bootleg costume. It wasn't a legit Ronald costume.
Yeah. Did they sell the legit one?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't if I were them.
That's heavily copyrighted, right? Like they wouldn't.
Yeah. I'm sitting here kind of half-assed Googling something that I want to bring up while we talk about this, about Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald. So Ronald was packing with an orange replica gun. So I don't know exactly what that looks like. I assume it's plastic. And he also had a backpack with multiple other clown outfits in them and a pack of 10 red noses. So he was at a shopping center at the time. It's unclear what he was exactly doing, but he trespassed at the shopping center before. And he was well known to the police, and the cops even called him by name, and they approached him, and his name was Christopher. And Christopher Marlowe was also charged with resisting officers with violence and charged with a felony of having, I guess, the fake gun be in there.
Yeah, even if it's fake, you know, if it makes them think it's a gun, and it makes them draw theirs, you had a weapon. That's what I was asking about the hand in the jacket they used to do in movies. You know, robbing a bank with just like this.
Yeah, can't do it.
Rob said, yep, can't do it because to them, that looks like a gun.
Don't walk into a store with a boner.
I was going to say, like, how many times does that happen?
Every day.
If you are excited going into the store, maybe you're wearing some tight
sweats. That's where I get excited.
I want to see.
And they're like, you just happen to go by the banana aisle, let's say. And then the people are looking at your crotch, and they're like, we need to frisk you.
I'm in the wrong department. I've never seen that.
It's like, come on,
you shouldn't. They probably think you're taking watermelons.
Well, I do work in cosmetics, so that's, you're not going to see a lot of that other
do they make stuff. Guns that look like fake ones, like an orange and a green gun, or
oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
I thought they just came in black and brown.
I mean, this could be like a water gun, though. Like I was saying, like water guns when I was a kid were always like neon green and Nerf guns, those kind of things.
Yeah,
I think it's so you could find them.
Because
like real guns are black, which, you know, like technically is not the best idea because they can be lost kind of easily. So if they were like neon pink, like y'all make fun of the women's guns page, you wouldn't lose them. That's why the women are always, they're ready. They're strapped at all times because they can find their neon pink gun.
Pink cheetah or leopard print. Heck yeah.
A leopard print gun. There you go.
That would be mine.
She's going to pick up a cat and try to shoot somebody with it. I'm sorry. Grabbed his tail and it's going meow, oopsie, meow, meow.
Meow.
I heard pew, 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 but it's going meow, meow, meow.
It makes the same sounds my bullets do.
You love, it's so weird. You're such an activist for animals and such, but you love animal print.
I do. Why is that bad?
It's just ironic.
It's not like I'm skinning anything.
She likes vegan leather.
It's just ironic. It's just ironic. Yeah, vegan leather.
And Ronald McDaniel.
The zebra that I have on my floor is, it's fake.
No.
Does that have the head with it?
It's not a real zebra.
Because, you know, people with the bearskin rugs have the actual heads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, how weird would that be if it was like a human skin rug with a head attached?
How? Just in general, what if it's just a skin rug? I mean, that's weird.
People's skin?
Animal skin, we're like, oh, that's nice.
I got a skin rug in the living room.
I mean, back in the day, they'd use that stuff for jackets. Like, really? Like, to otherwise freeze?
Yeah.
Paige looking in here like Jacqueline Hanna.
Human pelts.
Going into the jungle. Actually, you wouldn't want to dress like I'm surprised you haven't got shot yet around here dressing like an animal coming to work. You better watch it.
Sweet jacket on.
Don't ever wear antlers. Seriously.
Well, you hear him saying how fat you are right now?
No, I'm not.
He says I look like a cow.
That did. Oh, they're babies antlers. Too.
I'm a hey heifer. How are you doing today?
Lord. Oh, man.
I think I got to
white women in the word heifer. That's since my childhood. I've heard that word used, heifer. I thought it was about big women more than I knew it was about actual animals.
Yep, heifer.
Look at that heifer over there.
What did she say? I'm not fat. I'm just big bone.
Fluffy.
I'm a cow. Moo.
Let me get a skin suit.
Well, I have news for you, fat boy, before I go. Sydney Sweeney is now single.
Oh, finally.
She broke up with her fiance.
Okay. So, remember, I confused two people when we talk about this person. Is
fat
it
boy
the,
loves her.
The young Jeez. Girl. That was been on SNL a bunch.
No, I don't.
The Espresso so. Girl.
She's the Espresso Armani face for Armani.
A bunch of movies.
All right, I will now Google her then.
Yeah,
pretty.
She's got body wash commercials.
That's what you got creepy with. Okay.
Right, the bottle.
I remember.
She's hot, man. Bunch of stuff. You ever watch Euphoria?
Oh, yeah. No, but
she's naked as hell. See,
they got the Hollywood's got to figure out a differential between the two.
She loves doing nude scenes.
The other girl's name is Sweeney too, right?
I don't know who the other one you're talking about though.
The Espresso Song girl, and y'all kiss my ass that are laughing at me right now for not knowing.
I know.
I also just learned Espresso doesn't have an X in it.
Espresso.
I can see her. I can't think of her name.
Blonde-headed. She was on SNL. Hold on.
She was on there with Paul Simon.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, yes.
Sabrina.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's really no confusion at all. I'm just
not
stupid.
Not at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Richard was her grandpa.
I just thought I'd give you because I was so mean to you yesterday, I gave you some good news.
How was your birthday? Was it good? I meant to ask that during the thing.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Just like, you know, regular.
Yeah, just regular.
Bought half a cake. Ate it myself. Put a candle in the steak for dinner.
What kind of cake?
The strawberry and cream.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I'll tell you something. Ingles, they got some good cakes. Thank you, Ingles.
And you ate it all?
Did you blow out your own candle?
Only half a cake.
You're going to have diarrhea.
Don't die.
Oh, I did. Not because of that, though.
Don't die.
All right, buddy. See if I can hook it up.
But I don't think I've ever eaten half a cake.
She ain't going to be single much longer. She's with old Glenn Powell. He's beating that up, you know.
Who is Paige?
Sydney Sweeney.
She broke up with Jonathan DeVino.
Who is that?
That was her long-time
nobody.
Boyfriend.
Do you really know who that is, or
she called off their engagement. That's why I'm telling him.
Some jobber.
But you know who that is?
Some life jobber.
I get so lost in the conversation of Hollywood people now.
I know Glenn Powell because he was in, you know, Top Gun 2, Twisters.
Yeah, and part of Desert Storm.
Bunch of other stuff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fat boy, what is going on in sports? I was saying to Colin Powell, my bad.
We got to talk about, I can't remember if we hit it yesterday, but the Hulk Hogan suite at WrestleMania. I'm going to tell you how much it costs and what you can get. If WrestleMania is it's up there with one of the life events, like Super Bowl, World Cricket Finals, things you have to go to.
Not for me.
Not now.
It used to be, but not anymore. And it's not because of the cost either. I mean, the costs are absurd, but the older I get, the more I think about the hassle and the crowd and how pissed off I'd be about
bad seats.
Bad seats, or like, I am such a bitch about like having good seats. And that, I'm sorry.
Well,
I mean, if I can't afford them, the good seats, or I can't get them through the radio station, I won't go. I don't want to sit in front of a pole or look on the side of the stage.
Exactly. Lower bowl seats at a football game ain't good seats anywhere.
No. But when you got fourth row center to Tyler Childers soon, life is good.
If it goes on.
Don't do that.
So funny.
All right. Sports with Dickhead Fat Boy next. It's your new name. Thank you. Right, Leroy? Good morning, everybody.
I need to say it backwards.
The Ride Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
I'm making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Check out Fatboy933 on X. You get a nice little treat there. Hulk Hogan. The Hulk Hogan suite at WrestleMania. What exactly does it entail? You get all-inclusive food, just like you would any suite. Anywhere.
Will Linda appear crying with regret?
I don't think so, even though Hulk responded with a...
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that was... It's always the picture of him and the popcorn and his 45-year-old wife.
Who somehow is looking hotter the older she gets.
She really is.
I didn't like her so much when she was in her 20s.
And this might be a different wife.
Is it not?
I want to say he was married again since... Well, he got remarried since Linda, right? And I think he divorced her.
Because the other one
might be a new
looked
one.
A lot like Brookie.
Yeah, I think
Brookie
that was
Hogan.
That was the first one, right?
Okay, so this is the second one. This one's like just low-key pretty.
Well, they're saying...
Not like... You know what I'm saying.
Let's see. Yeah, that was Jennifer McDaniel. He was married to her from 2010 to 2021.
That was Wahoo's daughter.
He married old Sky in 2023.
Oh, man.
So you can ask Hulk about this because he will be doing in-suite appearances.
Did you just call me an ass Hulk?
I did.
Why,
ass
yes.
Honk?
Yes.
Honk Hogan?
That's what my grandson calls the Incredible Hulk. He calls him. He can say incredible, but he says the Incredible Honk.
Honk, honk.
So I correct myself around him. I play along. Are you watching the honk in there?
Incredible honk. That's what happens when you squeeze Paige's chest, actually.
Oh, yeah. Honk, honk.
So, all-inclusive appearances. Doesn't say he'll watch it with you. And you get, it says, a championship belt photo opportunity. All for $6,950.
God, man. What is wrong with people?
Tickets on sale right now. Some rich, you know, whatever the hell.
Shame on you fanatics. Once again.
They really ruin, life.
They have. And, sports in general, we're going to look back at fanatics and be like, why did we not see this monopoly that it became? That we all just, we talk so much about Standard Oil, Standard Oil, Standard Oil. Don't allow monopolies, but yet fanatics, they will.
Oh my God.
Think about this. Just in the collectible industry, they, and I mean, it pisses me off. They are in bed, they own Topps, the card company.
Mm-hmm.
They will sell you the card. You can buy the card. You don't even have to open the pack. You can buy the card from me, Fanatics. Yep. And you're like, hey, Fanatics, can you get that graded for me? I sure can. Look, you got a 10 on it. Hey, can you sell that for me? Sure can. We're going to take a percentage each time we do each of those transactions inside the same building.
Hopefully they'll give you more than GameStop will for a traded card. You know, they're like, if somebody said describe the sports scene now, it's Fanatics and Barstool. That's it. Fanatics Barstool, back and forth.
I think you give Barstool too much credit. I think it's, if so, Fanatics will end up taking them too. That's the chair. I mean, they're running all the merch for WWE, all their, people say, hey, why don't y'all do, backstage passes to stuff anymore? This is why. Because rich people decided to start asking to buy these things, and people like Gene Simmons started accommodating that. They were the first ones to do $1,000 backstage passes. And people, we scoff. I mean, I still scoff at that. For anyone, $1,000 to meet someone?
The other reason Paige said there was too many weirdos coming in here. So
well,
she won't do it anymore.
Is that why?
No.
Pull me out of here.
I mean, it's like, God, you're already selling the merch. You're already selling. And now things like this.
It's not good quality either, Fanatics.
And The Undertaker will come into your suite and do a probably another photo opportunity and drink a beer with you, and that was $25,000.
Plus, who started Fanatics? Josh Harris? Wasn't he big into it?
And yeah, but the
who owns the Commanders and the Sixers?
I can never remember the other dude's name. The figurehead guy sent all the stuff.
Well, I'm gonna kidnap that guy.
You know that guy? He's balding. He looks trying to dress all hip and young, but he's like mid 50s.
It's not Marcus Lemon, is it?
No, I can't. That's Lamonis. All right, that's Camping World, you son of a gun. All right, we're gonna take us a break when we come back. I said this earlier, and I'm not like overdoing it and, you know, overselling this whole thing. Truth and Consequences coming up next hour. Y'all, this is going to be one of the wildest rides we take. This guy's got a confession to make, and you're going to lose your minds when you hear it. And many of you have already been guessing what the tease was about. We said that...
I don't think they'll get it.
But. He did something, and the dog got blamed. So he's calling today to make his point that it wasn't the dog, it was me. And
he fought.
Oh, honey. Well, you get to play the role today of the listener, and I kind of wish I was, knowing now what I know, I wish I was in the blind a little bit.
He serviced the other guy's wife, and the dog got blamed for it.
Not true. Not true. That would have been wild and probably not have got us in trouble a lot. All right. And no, it is not April. I mean, it is April Fool's, but it is not an April Fool's.
Is he Ronald McDaniel?
He's Ronald McDaniel, I will freak out.
I'll drop a zest.
Your mama.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.